A U.S. refueling jet crashed in western Iraq, killing all six American crew members on board. Officials say two KC-135 planes were flying a combat mission over friendly airspace when one went down for reasons still unknown. The second plane landing safely in Israel. Images obtained by Khan 11 showing damage to its tail section. An urgent investigation is underway. The Pentagon saying the crash was not caused by hostile or friendly fire.
War is hell. War is chaos. And as we saw yesterday with the tragic crash of our KC-135 tanker, bad things can happen.
The U.S. is deploying 5,000 Marines and sailors aboard three Navy amphibious ships to the Middle East. Officials stressing this does not mean ground troops will enter Iran. And with Iran attacking oil tankers, the Strait of Hormuz, where 20% of the world oil flows, is tightly blocked. The U.S. vowing to get the dangerous shipping lanes reopened.
They are exercising sheer desperation in the Straits of Hormuz. Something we're dealing with, we have been dealing with it, and don't need to worry about it.
More than a dozen ships have been hit near Iran. Oil prices climbing and gas prices rising in the U.S. by nearly 70 cents a gallon since the war began. In an effort to stabilize the markets, the U.S. now easing sanctions on Russian oil sales. Officials acknowledging those sales will allow Russia to make money in the short term. The move coming just days after sources told ABC News Russia was providing intelligence to the Iranians to help them target American troops and ships in the region. President Trump pressed on whether Russia may be helping Iran.
Do you think Putin is helping them?
I think he might be helping them a little bit, yeah, I guess. And he probably thinks we're helping Ukraine, right?